Chapter 1. There aren't going to be too many mornings like this, I thought, as I pedaled my bicycle across the curvy, quiet road that led from my little cabin straight to the boardwalk and the beanhive. I sucked in a deep breath of the cold, early morning breeze that skittered along Lake Honey Springs. Pepper, my schnauzer and trusty companion, looked back at me from his perch in the bicycle seat. His big dark eyes looked at me from underneath his salt-and-pepper brows. "You always know what I'm thinking, don't you?" I asked him, though I didn't expect a response. He let out a little yip, telling me he, too, knew these bike rides to the beanhive were about to come to an end as the fall turned into winter. Soon we'd be huddled in the car, dreaming of mornings like this. By the calendar, winter didn't even start here until early January, but in Kentucky, Mother Nature liked to show up like an uninvited guest around November. As good Southerners, we welcomed her by lighting our fireplaces and warming up with a hot cup of coffee, a cozy blanket, and a good book. The forecast was already calling for a Thanksgiving snow. The thought of that sent a chill right to my bones. I shivered and gripped the handlebars as we slowly took the last curve that would put us on the straightaway to the pier. The closer we got to the boardwalk, the colder it got, thanks to the wind coming off Lake Honey Springs. Even the leaves along the wooded area between the road and the lake told the story of what was coming. The farther away you got from the lake, the more trees there were, still full with the colors of fall. The burnt oranges, yellows, and pops of red still painted the landscape of our tourist town, which made for a gorgeous getaway spot, even as Mother Nature started to knock on our door. "It won't be long until the trees are bare and outstretch their arms," I told Pepper, thinking about the cold winter mornings when the temperatures were below freezing and we still had to get up well before dawn to open the beanhive. "But luckily, we have a lot of good seasoned firewood." The thought of a roaring fire, couches, and coffee made me smile. The little things like these were what made the coffee house so inviting to our neighbors and tourists. And today was all about baking and cooking ahead, which I loved to do. Through the sparse trees on the right side of the road, I could see the faint lights of the Cocoon Hotel starting to grow brighter. It was a sure sign I was getting closer and would soon be able to see the entire historic hotel that sat on the banks of the lake. The hotel was in a perfect spot, which the city council had chosen for this year's annual Friendsgiving Harvest Fest. The Cocoon Hotel emerged from the pre-dawn shadows. The charming home-turned-hotel illuminated by the soft glow of strategically placed lights. The moon's gentle beams gave a dew-kissed appearance to the lawn. The hotel, with its stately columns and wraparound porch, made a grand statement against the backdrop of the still, dark waters of Lake Honey Springs. My eyes were drawn to the centerpiece of festive decorations, a huge scarecrow standing proudly on the side lawn between the hotel and the end of the boardwalk. Even in the dim light, the scarecrow was a magnificent creation, towering over the grounds with an aura of whimsical guardianship. The scarecrow was dressed in a patchwork of flannel shirts and denim overalls, its head a large pumpkin with a friendly hand-painted expression. Straw poked out from the cuffs of its sleeves and pant legs, giving it an endearing rustic look. Around its neck hung a garland of colorful leaves and small gourds, adding to the festive spirit. A wide-brim hat perched atop its head, slightly askew, gave it a jaunty air. The scarecrow's outstretched arms seemed to welcome the dawn as much as they would welcome the townsfolk who would go to the tent beside the scarecrow later in the day to get the week-long festival's brochure. The sight of the scarecrow, coupled with the gentle illumination of the Cocoon Hotel, filled me with a sense of anticipation.